Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
January 16, 2020.
It's August
17, 2020.
Goodness gracious!
Ruff is an idiot.
This is a conversation that I've tried to have. I did it here.
This is much ado about not a whole lot of nothing.
You're an idiot too.
Yeah, I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
The enormity of their stupidity is just overwhelming.
Great drop. The enormity of their stupidity is just overwhelming.
Dude, if I could have someone narrate my life like Wonder Years style, you could do a lot worse than Mr. Herzog there.
Yeah. He's great.
just anything you did, just his voice, just narrating your life. Morgan Freeman. Wonderful.
I have the subscriber numbers for streaming.
Huh. Is Netflix, who it is number one anymore? Is it Netflix still?
Well, I found this list kind of interesting, fella. Now, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven things on here.
I think there's a lot more streaming services than that.
Oh, absolutely. The top seven. These are the ones that register.
Yeah.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, Apple, I guess, doesn't release numbers, so they're not on here. Apple Plus or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Number one is still Netflix by a lot.
Dominating the dojo
by a lot. 222 million. This is fourth quarter of 2021.
And those
subscribers
are just people that are signed up, subscribers, so that like 400 million people are watching, because you know, I've been watching Netflix for years. I've never had an account in my life.
Now, what do you think is number two?
See, Apple Plus isn't there.
No,
it's either, I gotta say, it's either Hulu or maybe Amazon Prime.
Amazon's not on the list. Hulu is fifth with 43.8 million.
Amazon Prime doesn't release their numbers.
I don't know. They're not on here.
Oh, maybe they're not that big. I would assume. Huh. Go figure.
Number two is Disney Plus.
Yeah. That thing's enormous.
And that just came out.
Yeah, not this, but like last year and a half, 2 years ago?
118 million.
Something like that.
So Netflix is at 222 million. Disney Plus, 118 million. Third, HBO Max, 74 million.
You know, I don't even think of HBO Max as like its own streaming service. I just think of it as HBO.
Well, but that's what it is. They combined everything. They used to have HBO.
Yeah, it was like HBO to Go or whatever.
Go and HBO Now. It's all HBO Max now, yeah. And it's great. They
love
have great
HBO
content. Fourth, Paramount Plus, 47 million, more than Hulu.
I don't know, like
Yellowstone.
Yeah, but I watch Yellowstone on regular Paramount. But I think like that 1883, that spinoff, I think that's only available on Paramount Plus.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
I think...
But it's picking up steam, Paramount.
There's too many damn streaming services.
Yeah.
It confuses and frightens me.
Just like TV channels.
Well, and there's like Peacock, but I don't think you pay for Peacock. Doesn't it come free with Comcast? Yes.
Peacock.
So Peacock you do pay for.
You do?
But if you have Comcast, you don't.
Ah.
So it's a separate service. Don't. If you want Peacock, you pay for it. If you have Comcast, they give it to you for free.
So I have Paramount.
So how many of the 9 million subscribers are people who have Comcast?
Yeah, so I Peacock's just at 9 million. They're seventh.
So with Paramount, if I have that channel, do I have Plus?
No. Paramount Plus is CBS, is like CBS's preferred thing. You have to pay for that separately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you don't have a cable company run by CBS.
Oh. Yeah, bitch.
Gosh, I suck.
Hulu, 44 million. ESPN Plus.
Hulu only has 44 million?
Yes.
Why am I thinking that Hulu's a much bigger deal?
I'm not real sure.
I hear a lot about it.
Yeah. It has, I mean, it's been around longer.
For the cord cutters, it has all the sports, right?
I don't know. I don't watch much on Hulu, I can tell you that.
The only thing I don't like about Hulu is I have to watch commercials because we have the cheapo version of
it. I love Hulu. They've got so much good stuff on there.
Huh. ESPN Plus is next at 17 million.
No, and, I don't have that. I was pirating Mike's for a while, but I lost his. I lost the locket.
I didn't. I can watch a lot of golf on ESPN Plus, and then Peacock's at 9 million. So in order, top subscriptions, streaming services: Netflix 222 million, Disney Plus 118 million, HBO Max 74 million, Paramount Plus 47 million, Hulu 44 million.
That is interesting because I'm looking here, and Netflix is the most expensive one. It looks like.
Is it?
Yeah.
Didn't they just raise their prices?
Yeah. $15.99 a month for standard. Or $12.99 for standard, $15.99 for premium. I don't know what premium is.
No, neither.
Is that, I don't know.
I don't know. You know, by the way.
But Hulu's $6 for basic, $12 for normal, Disney $7 and $13.
Disney.
HBO $15.
I haven't seen it lately. But Disney stock's been kind of crappy.
Yeah.
How's that? With Disney Plus, 118 million?
Well, I mean, don't know. ESPN's a huge deal for Disney, so I don't.
ESPN? Well, I'm saying Disney Plus.
Oh, just, yeah, but I'm just, you said Disney stock is.
Yes.
But, you know, that's ESPN as well, so that's all tied into it. I don't know how they're.
Well, I don't think ESPN. I mean, I know ESPN, Disney owns ESPN. I'm just saying. With Disney Plus numbers at 118 million, why is Disney stock so crappy?
But that's what I'm saying is, and you throw in the ESPN giant thing too. It's
yeah, but I don't think ESPN's doing that well.
Well, ESPN is a huge deal to Disney. Like when you look at their bottom line, it is an enormous asset for Disney.
Why?
Because ESPN is worth a freaking S ton of money.
Hmm.
Apple TV, by the way, only $5 a month. One of the better deals.
Apple TV, yeah, Disney stock, Disney's, yeah, year to date, yeah, it's not good. It's not good, fella.
ESPN is valued at over $50 billion.
Down 21% over the last year. What'd you say?
What? ESPN is valued at over $50 billion.
50 bill?
Yes. In fact, I think it makes up, when I was reading that book, the Boys Have All the Fun or whatever, you know, about the history of the ESPN. It was crazy how much ESPN makes up Disney. Like, it's just, it's an enormous part of it.
That's surprising to me because they have Marvel, right?
Yes.
They have ABC.
Mm-hmm.
They have, what else do they have? They have one of the big studio, like the movie studios.
It's an enormous company. But ESPN is anything that's worth $50 billion, that's
didn't
not.
Didn't they buy Lucasfilm?
Yes, they did. I think they bought it for. So that gives you an idea, right? They bought Star Wars and the rights to all that.
Yes.
For $4 billion.
And ESPN's worth $50 billion.
Over $50.
Well, that surprises me. I would not have guessed that.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you think about, you know. Disney's obviously a giant company.
So they have Star Wars, they have the Muppets, they have Pixar films, they have, I mean, God, they got, dude, they have the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they have Disney, yeah. Princesses, and all that crap.
Yeah, they're
Pirates of the Caribbean, they own Chronicles of Narnia. Dude, unbelievable.
Yeah, they are.
I want to be Disney. And yet they're down. 20% year over year.
Well, I mean, it might be, you know, their theme parks probably took a huge hit with COVID.
Yeah.
By the way, last year, even with all that, they made $67 billion.
Those bastards.
For all that crap, remember the raise in prices?
I was just about to feel sorry for him.
Nah, 60.
And wasn't Disney a horrible dude?
Yeah, he was an anti-Semite.
Yeah, horrible dude.
So,
why are we supporting Disney? Why is he not canceled?
People love Disney, dude.
Yeah. Uncancelable Disney.
Disney is uncancelable, yes. I'm trying to see if I can get a Disney's actual worth to see what it is. It's hard. But their balance sheet, I'm reading an article here on gobanking.com.
Read it all the time.
Disney's balance sheet shows $203 billion in total assets.
Hmm.
But their liabilities are $110 billion. So if you're using this simple formula, and they said it is simple, but it gives you a rough idea.
Costs a lot.
Disney's net worth is $93 billion. And ESPN, and this is what the book was saying. ESPN is worth over 50. So that's what I'm saying. It is a huge chunk of Disney's.
All right. I get it.
Disney's worth.
God. All right. There's your streaming numbers.
And never feel bad for Disney.
I won't.
Although Minnie Mouse is becoming less sexy now. Did you see that?
Why? Because
she's putting on a
pantsuit. She was too sexy?
Yeah, she's putting on a pantsuit.
All right.
Apparently, she's not going to wear the dress anymore. Putting on a pantsuit.
Why is this?
I don't know. Why is the green M&M not allowed to be slutty anymore? I don't know. Was Minnie ever viewed as slutty or sexualized? Apparently, she's putting on a pantsuit. She wants to be a corporate, like, raider now. I don't know.
So I'm 46. I could die at 115, and I never would have known that fact that you just said.
That Minnie Mouse is changing?
I haven't seen Minnie Mouse since the early 80s.
I find it interesting that you're trying to de-sexy Minnie Mouse. Have you seen any of the Disney princesses?
Are they hotties?
Every single one of them.
You know.
It's like the most unreal. You think Barbie's unrealistic? Look at the Disney princesses.
Well, you can be good looking, but you can't be slutty. You can't. No, that's how you dress.
Look at the Disney.
What princess is a slut?
I think all. Look at the Little Mermaid sometime. Look at Jasmine from Aladdin.
Jasmine? Okay.
Yeah.
Look this up here.
Little Mermaid's walking around in a shell bra the entire time.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dude. I just find it interesting that you're choosing to de-sexy the one thing, the one female character in Disney that isn't sexy. Every one of your princesses is out there flaunting it.
Who is the hottest fictional character?
I think a lot of people are going to say Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah,
that's her whole thing, is she's drawn to be sexy.
Is she still a thing, though? That was just, like, was that one movie? Or is she a character?
I think that was a one-off thing. Well, talk to Mike. He's a weird gamer. I guarantee he's into Annie porn. Hey, Mike, what's the deal?
Anime porn? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I was asking...
What's the hottest?
Who's the hottest fictional character?
Like, cartoon character?
And Jessica Rabbit's a good one, because I remember Hubba Hubba when that thing came out.
Yeah.
But... Am I missing somebody?
Oh, there's so many. It's embarrassing. Like, every comic book, like, if you read, like, any comic, like Wonder Woman, Catwoman, clearly no woman has ever drawn a comic in their life, because every one of them is fighting crime in, like, 17-inch stilettos and, like, a quadruple D, you know, bust that's falling out of a skin-tight leather outfit. It's like, let me fight crime real quick.
Honestly, I have no idea who would be considered, like, the hottest animated character right now. It might be someone in a game, like someone who's a main character in a game or something.
You're right. I said fictional. I meant, you're right. Animated is what I meant. Because fictional means, like, you know, like Daenerys Targaryen or whatever.
Yeah, I think you're
Wonder Woman.
You're talking cartoon. Now, yeah. I did find a ranking.
Okay, who's number one? Jessica Rabbit?
I got to scroll down here. We're loading. And it's probably going to give me, like, 17 viruses, because this is really creepy. That we're ranking, Jessica Rabbit's number one.
What about Velma? Scooby-Doo.
Betty Boop is in there. Some anime characters that I've never heard of.
Velma was kind of a little hot, a little Portland hot, huh?
I'm here to tell you, dude, if you want, like, I don't know, it's not disturbing. There is a whole Velma fetish on the internet.
Really?
A bunch of like webcam models and stuff.
Now, you would think Daphne.
It's Velma.
Daphne was a hot.
Yeah, but Velma.
But
is,
Velma.
Velma is the
little
one.
Hippie, the little Portland hippie there.
Dude, there's gals that are dressing up like that left and right.
Yeah. Little skirt. All right. I see a list too, and Black Cat is number one. Marvel.
Black Cat.
Yeah, I don't know. She's got hooters though.
Again. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that
voluptuous,
like,
curves.
Well, I wonder who drew those. Oh wait, dudes. Oh yeah, I see her here. I see Black Cat.
Yeah, those up tops.
Because clearly, when you're getting ready to commit crime or fight crime, that's the outfit you want. That's the outfit you want on.
All right, red wine prevents COVID. The story we all need next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Women into sex, that's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, yes, this is the story we all needed. First, it was CBD that thwarted COVID.
I'm all over it.
Now, drinking red wine, they say, can reduce your risk of catching COVID.
See, I'm not much of a wine drinker. I go more with the brown, but now I got to change it up. What does it say about scotch?
Not on here.
Damn it.
A recent study has claimed that one specific alcoholic drink could reduce the risk of catching COVID. The research was published in Frontiers in Nutrition.
Well, clearly that's the journal that I go to. Is it possible this was drawn up by the Wine Growers of America?
It comes from the British database, UK Biobank, and were analyzed in China. Oh, boy. Here's what you need to know.
The Chinese big into wine?
I don't think so.
The Chinese are big into everything.
According to the report, which studied drinking habits and COVID history during the pandemic, drinking red wine could reduce the risk of COVID. The report boldly claimed... Hey, shut up. The report boldly claimed that played... Focus.
You're doing great.
The report bold...
Again, doing great.
It boldly claimed... that played protective effects against COVID. Does that make sense?
Not really.
I feel like it's the story's fault.
It's just giving.
It doesn't
you,
make any sense.
It's claiming to give you protection against COVID if you drink red wine.
Across the study, 473,957 subjects were used. 17,000 of whom, and I'm rounding up there,
sure,
tested positive for COVID. It then used a model to come to various conclusions on how different alcoholic drinks would affect your protection against COVID. The model decided that whilst wine was good for decreasing the risk, some other alcoholic drinks were not. Oh, boy.
Yeah, this isn't good.
Do you want to hear this?
Where does the banquet fall on here? I may be in trouble.
The study discovered those who consumed five or more glasses of red wine a week had a 17% lesser risk of catching the virus.
I don't know how effective any of this research is, but let's go with it.
How could that be true?
17%.
Scientists believe that this reduced risk might be because of the drink's high content of polyphenol.
Sure. Is this some sort of antioxidant?
Which is known to help with the flu and other respiratory conditions.
Oh, so wine is just good overall for it.
Well, yeah, we knew that.
I mean, come on.
Two other drinks that were found to decrease COVID risk were white wine and champagne. With the study finding those who drank 1 to 4 glasses of either of those in a week had an 8% lower risk of being infected with COVID.
So as your wife is getting rip-assed on some white spritzer, she like, don't worry, honey, you're now 8% less likely to get the Rona.
Yeah, seems insignificant, but, you know, yeah, every little bit helps.
I would say so. So what hurts my chances?
Okay, the report had some bad news for pint lovers. It reveals that those who drank any amount of beer and cider were at a 28% higher risk of getting the COVID.
Now, can I ask the question? Is it possible that people that just drink beer are fat asses, and we know that
That is correct.
That's like the number one thing. If you're overweight, it kicks your ass. So is it possible that you just beer swilling fatties everywhere, and it has nothing to do with the fact that you're drinking beer, but it's the wings and the cheeseburgers that you're eating with the beer?
If you drank 5 or more glasses of spirits each week, you also face increased risk of infection.
Yeah.
The report also warns against heavy drinking of any alcohol.
So, in a study development, don't heavy drink anything, but if you are going to, drink wine.
That's right.
Okay. What about the fact that like a bottle of wine is like 3,000 calories? Should we...
Who cares? Not
paying attention to that.
Would you rather be a little fatter or with COVID?
I will say there is something like I do find it somewhat comical that we know at this point that if you're in good shape and you take care of yourself, it's COVID is more than likely not going to ravage you. Some people, yeah. But it's the best thing you can do for yourself. And yet not one time over the last 2 years have we heard anything about take some vitamins, get out, get a little exercise, lose a few pounds, you know, not once. I do find that somewhat.
What does that tell you, Jason?
That we're so fat and lazy that we know that telling people to get in shape isn't going to do anything.
Or we're in bed with Big Pharma.
No, I think it's more the latter. I think we know that that's not changing. You could tell, heart disease just, it eradicates people left and right. We don't do anything about it.
So
we know what's killing us. It's just that we're not going to do anything about it.
Let's say there were an onslaught of advertising and just general United States push for better health. Okay.
Yes.
Just basic things like you're talking about. Yeah. Let's say that, like,
put down the fries it's and soda, a new go thing. For a walk.
It's a new thing.
Yeah.
Like, the government's talking about it. Your doctor's talking about it. Your work.
Everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. It's a thing. Does it matter?
No. It doesn't.
Does America become healthier?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all. Well.
Incrementally?
A very slight. Because all the information is out there. It's all out there, and we all know it. And yet,
yeah, but you know how
heart disease, diabetes, weight, all that stuff.
I need to hear it. I know it, but I need to hear it. Need to be reminded.
Do you really? And that's going to make the difference?
Well, I think people are like that.
Look, watch any show, and look. I know,
but look at behavior. Like people.
Any show is just like every advertisement is Taco Bell and Olive Garden.
Well,
that's
just it. It's like if you have this big, massive push. For health, overall health.
Yeah.
Can it beat out freaking $5 McDonald's Happy Meal?
No.
It can't beat
that. It can't.
And I'm not saying because that's good. I'm saying because it's cheap and it's everywhere.
And it's everywhere.
And it's readily available. It's easy.
Eating healthy is 10 times more expensive and harder than going to the Bell.
If you replace all the Bells and the McDonald's with gyms and nice
There'd be a revolt.
Restaurant. Yes, everybody would move.
You can't even call anyone. You get in more in trouble for telling someone that they need to be healthier and get in shape than you will for just about like.
Because you're fat shaming.
It's a hate crime now.
Yeah.
It's a hate crime.
Don't you tell me about my fat.
It's like, I love myself. And you're like, that's fine, but you should probably do something about that. You may get diabetes. You're like, criminal! Hate crime! Hate crime! You're not allowed to.
Well, you know. Maybe it's just mind your own damn business.
Yeah, sure.
You know? But leave that for the people that are close to them.
If we do want to talk about like healthcare and the cost of everything, you know,
100%
might help if maybe, you know, just maybe we started taking some self responsibility.
Hey, shut up! I love how we know all these things and
that doesn't
like the answers are right there. But
it doesn't make a difference.
No one cares.
Well, I told you my buddy.
It's great.
A couple months back, he had the quadruple bypass. Right, damn near died.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was. Spooky. It happened to me, by the way, or happened to him while we were exercising. Just scared the living daylights out of me. Should have been dead, could have been dead. And so he's doing much better now, and he has to go on this. He has to be a vegetarian now, and they've got all these restrictions. And so I picked him up from the hospital, and I was asking him, like, you know, man, how you feeling? You know, what did they tell you? And all these sorts of regulations and different stuff you have to do. And he said on the way out, the nurse who discharged him said, please don't come back. And he was like, what do you mean? And she said, I forget the number, but it was over 50%. It was a majority of people are back in.
Sure.
Within 5 years for another bypass. And then at that point, you're out of luck because you only get two because the veins they take out, one out of each leg.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that they were informing him of the number of people that even after a near-death experience like that, the vast majority of them do not stick to any sort of exercise or diet plan. Said they keep it up for anywhere from about 6 to 12 months, and then they go right back to doing exactly what they did to put themselves on death's door. And I was like, oh my gosh. So you asked what it would take? Well, apparently almost dying and having your chest cracked open and having multiple bypasses for the majority of people, that doesn't even do it. That can't even beat out Taco Bell. You're driving around and you're like, oh, what's one taco? It can't hurt me. Oh, what's one French fry? And next thing you know, you're back in there. Startling numbers.
All right, good times. Hey, coming up next, a real-life weekend at Bernie's. Here's Mike.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I love Scott. Scott.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, now to a real life Weekend at Bernie's story. You know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
Dead guy. A dead man was brought to a post office this morning.
All places, the post office? Is he just, like, holding a place in line?
In an attempt to collect his pension in one of the most bizarre incidents this town has ever seen.
What town is this? Somewhere in Florida. Missouri.
No, they are in... they're in... Oh, it looks like maybe Ireland?
Okay.
Somewhere in Ireland? Carlo is the name of the town?
Sure.
The shocking incident in which the deceased man was propped up by two other men happened at the post office on Stapleton Road in Carlo Town.
Kind of appreciate the two guys are just walking him in side by side. Throw some sunglasses on him.
Can you imagine that? Staff at the post office immediately became suspicious and contacted emergency services. No money was handed over.
I wonder what tipped him off.
And it is understood that the deceased man is well known to the two men who moved his body. A local woman living beside the post office told how her daughter witnessed two men carrying a man into the shop. She was leaving at my house at the time and said the man looked unwell and his feet were dragging on the ground. The woman, who did not want to be named, said there was a line outside the post office at the time.
I'm just trying to imagine what that looks like. Just two dudes just dragging a lifeless corpse.
Totally.
Right?
Nah, he's just had a few. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but while he's really drunk here, can you give me his pension check?
Totally.
What?
He'll sign for it.
How stupid do you have to be? Plus, by the way, rigor mortis sets in. Can you sign for it? Why won't his arm move? Holy cow, I had a stunning development. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
I kind of want to see a photo to see how they dressed him up, though.
See, don't you want to see this? I'd like to see it.
I want to see it. Do they make him like
poor guy,
like party with a Hawaiian type shirt, or Ireland? You put on like a wool sweater. I'm assuming a hat and glasses.
They say the man who passed away was a nice man by all accounts and someone who caused no offense to anyone. And the staff in the shop are very shook up. Would that shake you up?
No.
Me neither.
It wouldn't shake me up.
I'd laugh. I'd be like, dude, nice try.
That's a great effort, but I'm going to have to say no on this one. And by the way, boys, you might want to get going. Leave the body. We just dialed the police.
Leave the body. Get going. I love that you're just letting them run, make a run for it.
Yes, I would. I'd be like, look, guys, just leave the body here. We'll deal with it when the police get here. If I were you, I would take off, and I would take off.
I'd be like, hey, get out of here and take your body with you.
You take your buddy. Take your buddy's body.
Take your buddy's body with you.
Go.
Get that thing out of here. I have work to do.
You know what I would do? I'd have
rough
to make
talk him.
No, I'd have to make
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah, poke it with the stick.
I'd have to make sure he was dead. So I'd get out a stick. Have to do some poking. Jab him with the stick. Hold on. Before you get your pension, let me poke you with this stick real quick.
Barry, you don't look alive. Poke. Nope. He's dead.
I was telling you off air... It wasn't like this, but I had a Weekend at Bernie's situation once, and it was one of the more awkward things I've ever experienced in my life. Some very good family friends of ours, and my brother can attest to this. They were wonderful people. And I think it's just a cultural thing.
I feel like you have to say that.
No, I love this.
In case they're listening.
Well, none of them live up here anymore, but they're just wonderful people, but and it's a different culture. But we would always go over to their house, and I've known them for... 30 years, and I just, there was always this side door. They never went in the front door. It was a sliding glass door, and you would knock on it, and you'd slide the door open, and there was the dad. He was always sitting on the couch right when you walked in.
Dead?
No, and he would always say, "Hello, come on in." I was like, "Hello, Sook, come on in." And so I went over there. It had been, 2 days since I had heard the news or whatever, and I went over to pay my respects, and so I went around I've normally done a million times and knocked on the sliding door and opened it up, and there was, just right there on the couch.
Just sitting there. Is that where he died?
No, but they brought him down to the couch, and like that was, I guess in that culture, like there's a...
So they dropped him back down there for one final look at Jeopardy or something? Yeah, what?
I didn't know what to do. And so I was just like, do I leave? Do I run? I can't be rude. And then they're welcoming me in, and then I'm hugging people.
Oh,
and then
wow.
Next thing I know, food is being served, right? I'm eating some Kahlua pig. With a dead guy. Oh, by the way, a man that I loved dearly.
What culture is this?
They were Polynesian.
Oh, the Polys.
Yeah, they were Maori.
So they do that, huh? That's a thing.
Damnedest thing, dude.
You didn't know that.
I've never been more uncomfortable in my entire life.
So if I told you that was going to be the case beforehand, would you have gone over there?
No. But I had to because I loved the man and I loved the family and I had to pay my respects.
What'd you do? Did you...
I sat and ate rice and pig.
Yeah,
and
did you like...
No.
Touch him or...
No, he just was like over there, but people were sitting. Like, it wasn't like they were... Like he was being avoided.
Did you gently caress his head?
People were. I swear to God, it was like he was just hanging out in the living room with the rest of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what he would think of that.
I don't know. But people were talking to him. I've never experienced anything like it in my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
The food and spread was delightful. It was a very, very good spread.
So did you...
And the funeral was bananas. It was beautiful. They hand-carved this casket for him. It was like the nicest funeral I'd ever seen.
Did you talk to anybody there? Like, were you...
Yes.
Were you like, hey, did you get the question in?
No.
Like, what's the deal?
I did not.
You know what's... You didn't pull a Larry David? Like, what, This is weird. This is odd.
Yeah.
Again, what's the deal with this?
Wasn't like it was 2 or 3 hours after the fact. No, like 2 days.
Wow.
Because, I figured...
So he was purple? Or did they, makeup?
No, it was...
Do makeup?
It was... Wow. Yeah, there was some discoloration.
Stiff as a board.
Yeah, it was just...
Sitting there on the couch, huh?
Never seen anything like it.
Dude.
Well, more of like a prop layup, Like you're going to... Like you were going to eat some soup laying on a couch watching the TV. One of those sort of situations.
Mm.
Like resting on the arm of the couch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kind of leaned over.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wasn't prepared for it in any.
In any way. I don't know how you could.
No.
Be. Now, did you poke him?
No, I did not.
Hey, Barry? What's his name? We don't want to name him. Jim? You okay?
I am normally not uncomfortable or awkward in
many
situations.
That would make me uncomfortable too.
I normally am whatever you throw me in.
You Mark Schill's just sitting in the corner at a guy's name? Mark Schill.
Scholl
at a party.
Whatever. I can handle that.
And you loved it.
I can handle that.
Fit right in.
That situation, I
dead
was,
guy on the couch.
I was not. No one can be prepared for that. You just can't.
I'm gonna do that to you.
Come on,
I don't know. I don't know. We finally found the way to get to you.
Yes.
It's with a body.
Take someone that I've known for many, many years who I love and respect, and then invite me over and have his body laying there.
I know a guy who runs
mortuary?
Yeah, mortuary.
Yeah.
So he's always moving bodies around and stuff. One time he came to a golf tournament that we were playing at in Central Oregon in the hearse with a body.
With his clubs in the back?
Yeah. And we're like, dude.
What?
He's like, yeah, I'm on my way to, I'm like, He's like, oh, it'll be fine.
He doesn't mind.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah, he's dead. He didn't care.
I'm in for a quick night.
Yeah, I'll get this tournament in.
Holy jeez.
Yeah. So I think, I think nefarious things happen.
I guess. Well, man, if you're in a mortuary.
So I know my point of that was, I know him. Still. I'm going to call him.
Ask him.
I'm going to get my hands on a body.
Ask some questions. See what's up.
We're going to spook the crap out of you.
It's so.
And it's going to be great. And we're going to film it.
So uncomfortable.
Of course, it's probably illegal.
I would think so. There's some sort of mortician's code.
All right, we got to go. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big Bad John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Nobody seemed to know. Hello. Big John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
Hello.
Hello, Sioux Falls. Quiet and shy.
Hello, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Mike's not paying attention, and I don't think he potted you up. Mike's in there.
No, I potted him up.
Mike's in there playing around with Nemec. They're like peas in a pod.
Also true, but I had him on.
Mike hasn't listened to a single word we've said in 45 minutes.
So mostly he's like true. Most
of the listeners. Yeah, well, there you go. Glad to see Mike's paying attention to his job.
Isn't that ironic?
That was a little funny.
What are you doing?
I'm watching. I'm getting ready to watch Jeopardy. Have you guys been following the big Jeopardy win streak?
Yeah, no. She. Well, yeah, she. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amy somebody.
Yeah, she's breaking all kinds of records.
Yeah. So she lost last night. Finally.
Oh, I didn't
know. Yeah, the streak is over, and she actually lost on a final Jeopardy question that I knew, which made me feel incredibly smart, even though it was a total guess. But she. She won. Do you know the only country in the world that ends in H?
Ooh. Ends in H?
Ends in H.
Yeah, she did not know. There was another part of the clue, but that was the main thing. She did not know, and this guy that was like way behind did know and got it and beat her. She had won 40 straight, which is the second longest streak of all time.
I'm just now kind of going through my head trying to find something that ends in H. So you got to be like a, what would be like an Esh? Is there like an Esh? What's an Esh country or a country?
Bangladesh.
Oh, well, there you go.
Right?
There you go. Where? Bangladesh.
Yes, Bangladesh. So that's what she lost on. So, yeah, 40 games in a row, second longest winning streak, $1.3 million. So amazing, super cool. So I was kind of stuck in a Jeopardy loop today on the internet. I was reading about it, looking at some things, and I acquired the 10 most used categories on Jeopardy, and I thought that was kind of interesting. Would you like to hear the 10 most common categories in Jeopardy?
Yeah, they repeat them.
Most common. Okay.
Yeah, the categories that appear in the game most. And they started tabulating this in 1997. So this is starting in 1997. The most popular, the categories that show up the most.
Okay.
So number 10, sports.
Sports. I was going to say sports.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Number 9, history. Number 8, colleges and universities. Number 7, word origins. Number 6, world history. Number 5, potpourri, everybody's favorite.
Ah, who doesn't love potpourri?
Yeah. Number 4, American history. Number 3, literature, everybody's least favorite. Number 2, science.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you'll get it, but do you want to wager a guess at the most common use Jeopardy. It's not like science or English. It's kind of a Jeopardy. It's kind of a Jeopardy made up category. What? So you probably won't get it, but I'll offer.
No,
you.
I don't watch enough Jeopardy.
Potables.
I'm too dumb.
No, I kind of thought that'd be on there too. That popped into my head too. It's a category called Before and After.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the most common Final Jeopardy category is one of those 10. Do you want to take a guess at which is the most commonly used Final Jeopardy category?
It'll be something harder. I bet you like literature or American history.
Yeah, I would have gone American history.
Yeah, it is word origins.
Because a lot of times I'll watch Jeopardy and I do okay. I would feel comfortable if I was in a general public Jeopardy, but the people that go on that show are ridiculous. But whenever I get to Final Jeopardy, man, I'll more often than not, I don't have a clue. Like, I wouldn't have gotten, what was it, Bangladesh? I wouldn't have gotten that.
Well, and that's why I was surprised. Like, I'm watching it last night, and I was like it's just one of, like, it's totally, like, I don't know that, right? I don't know why I know that, but the question came up, and, like, instantly, like, I was like, huh, what could Bangladesh? Like, where did that come from? I have no clue. But
you only have, like, 30 seconds to figure it out, too, so it's not like you can just sit there and, you know,
right.
Think about it.
And she didn't have it. So it was kind of interesting that she lost on that. So I think Jeopardy for me, like I'm the same way. Like I feel relatively smart watching Jeopardy. I can hang in there, but yeah, on TV with the time limit, you're playing against super smart people. Unless I just had a layup group of categories, I would probably get smoked and be really embarrassed.
Well, like I said, I think depending on the show, like I think there's times where you could go on there and I feel like I could win an episode if I had the right people in the right categories.
Right.
There's a difference between someone that wins one episode and then you see the people that are really smart that win 5, 6, 10, or in this case, you know, 20, 30, 40 times. That's a whole different level of intelligence.
So let me ask you this real quick. I know the music's playing. Of those 10 most common categories, if you had to pick one to stake your fortune on, which of those 10 would you think you would do best at?
Sports.
Yeah, so I'm going sports for sure.
Eliminate sports, obviously, because of this.
Oh. Ooh.
I'd probably
I'm
say...
I'm going American history. I think I would do decent at American history.
Yeah.
I would have said American history or possibly... I don't know. I think science. I read a lot of dumb stuff, but like a yeah, I don't know. Now I'm hedging on that.
I'm saying Rob goes colleges and universities and just rock chalks every afternoon.
Hell yeah. That's Kansas. Right. Maybe I get lucky. All right, have a good night. Thank you.
You guys go
love your hot body. All right, coming up next, it is recruiting with Andrew Nemec, live and local. We're back tomorrow on 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.